Okay, it's time to admit that my life changed drastically on April 1st. And now, the reason finally occurs to me. It's all about relating to what seems as pieces outside of me, the rest of humanity. For unless you experience these things, you have no idea what it feels like. That is what this is all about. Well, part of it anyways. You see, in 2008, I found a way to escape the hectic pace most people seem to live. I dropped out of the usual matrix of living a mundane life of taxes, banking, and receipts, of needing others, of the necessity to even leave my sanctuary. Of course, it didn't come easily, but through lifestyle changes, positive affirmations, and visioning over time. Right before being booted from my sanctuary with a mere 36 hours to move by what appeared to be a greedy landlord, thinking he'd quickly sell the home I'd so carefully filled with light and kept up over the past 4 years, I even found a way to pay utility bills with cash. I was ecstatic to be on my own, without care or reason to seek outside myself, or physically communicate with others. Yet my soul, illusion that it is, and its plan to assist in morphing closer to truth, knew it was time to move out of my treasured comfort zone, right when I think there couldn't be a worse time. After all, I was fully prepared to sit in relative safety in the security of a pristine atmosphere, leaving only to stock up on fresh vegetables and fruit, at least through 2012. But once again, my soul knew it was time to move on. Looking back now, it's easy to see how synchronicities and listening to my intuition made the move so much easier than it could have been. The path since April Fool's Day, yeah, the joke's on physical me, has not been easy. Clean, comfortable, affordable places to stay often seem impossible to get, and the few offers for sanctuary came from people living in limitation I did not care to share. Obviously, not everyone drinks spring water, buys organic food, or possesses a reverse osmosis water filtration system to use for cooking, washing fresh foods, and ice. And of course, not everyone concerns himself with planting fruit trees in organic vegetables. However, does everyone live in dirty houses, filled with smells, mold, and clutter? Sometimes stacks of it throughout the room and even under the bed? And peeling paint? Does everyone need an animal for company? Is it too much to ask for a clean bathtub and private time to use it? Perhaps I'm spoiled, but isn't air conditioning necessary in Florida, particularly in the summer months? And most importantly, are the light workers who live as I did too fearful of sharing their space with people of like mind? These questions occurred to me with each offer of sanctuary. Yet, each place I ended up at benefited from the light I spread. Isn't that a part of what this experience is meant to teach? To spread light regardless of circumstances? Isn't part of this experience meant to help me face unexpected circumstances and still be able to expand instead of contract? Apparently, despite this physical body's preference, my soul chose to do more than just sit in a safe, clean, pristine ivory tower, write articles and books to raise people's vibrations, do podcasts, movies, design web pages, and upload everything to various websites. Quite honestly, I do not like the change for numerous reasons. Physical activity increased from 20 to 80% during these past 2 months, and I've stayed at more hotels than I can recall. It now costs more than twice as much to live, and 10 times the number of people cross my path each day. Time spent since finding one of my vision places in another state have been less than desirable. I now anxiously wait for contractors to build my next pristine sanctuary there, even knowing it may take much longer than expected. Today's experience, an ego's reason for writing, included necessary visits to 2 local banks, avoided like the plague for years. Does everyone look the other way when being charged and fingerprinted to cash a check drawn on the bank it came from? Is it just me, or does someone else see through the lack of privacy the so-called Privacy Act claims to peddle? Yes, I see how some people may think it's the only way to live, but fortunately, others do not and are now striving to change the system. Still, I cannot help but think how everything will soon quickly morph to the oneness we all used to know so well. All that's left for me to do is to continue spreading the only message that matters. We are one. There is no other. Those appearing apart are really sections of ourselves, waiting to be recognized, accepted, and loved. Forgive them if you must, but know that they reflect a part of you, and realize those reflections do not, in any time, way, or form, need to reflect anything but truth, wholeness, beauty, joy, peace, prosperity, and love.